and welcome back to I Woke Up Like This with Katie
and Ashley
and Heather.
Heather's back. Yay. We love when Heather's here with us.
So last time Heather talked about nails on our first girls' night in.
Right.
Which was super fun. She is a big part of Indelible these days in the glam squad.
And your sister.
And my sister. If you could see us, we basically look the same. We think the same.
We get mistaken as each other.
Yeah. So if you come into Indelible, and the funny thing is we have masks so we're not breathing directly on you. Mm-hmm. Like, people can only see our eyes. And I was out running errands, and one of my clients came in and was like, "Oh, Ashley, how are you liking the shampoo?" And Heather, it was Heather, it wasn't me. She was like, "It's great. Like, I love it." Because she's just like, I couldn't break her heart.
Well, she could probably answer for you anyway.
Exactly, because we think the same. So it's just funny. Like, if you come to Indelible and think it's me, just be aware that I might be tricking you. It might be Heather.
It might not be me.
It might not be me.
50-50 shot.
You'll never know.
So I guess you have to come and play the game of, is it Ashley or is it Heather?
Yeah.
So with Heather being at Indelible, we offer a different service there. It still pertains to the face and just perfecting your morning beauty routine.
So did this service start when Heather came?
So technically, I can do it.
Okay.
What is it, you ask? Lips.
Yay!
So tattooing lips with the soft tap method, the same method that we use for eyeliner. Now, I haven't really been publicly saying that I offer lips as a service because it's not my passion. Like,
okay.
I don't love to do it. So if somebody was like in dire need and needed it to be done, I'd do it. And I can do a really great job, but it's just not what I love to do. So now that Heather is here at Indelible, guess what she loves to do?
You love lips?
I love to do lips.
Oh.
So now, like, we're making it a little more known that we are doing lips because Heather has a passion for it. And my theory is, like, find somebody who has passion for what they do.
Yes.
Because the results are going to be so much better, you know? So, I mean, you'd have great results with me, but you're going to have even better results with Heather.
I have a million questions swirling around in my head. I've thought about lips a lot because mine are super pale, so I'm always wearing lipstick. So, with lips, are you doing full color on your lips or just kind of an outline?
So we have two options actually for you. We have a lip liner, which we can do just to enhance your lip line and make that more noticeable. Or we have a full blended lip where we would do the liner and do color across your entire lip to give it more color and more pop.
Wow. So with that, how does that appointment normally go?
So the appointment is
About two and a half hours.
Okay. You'll come in, but first, before you come in for the actual session itself, you're going to come in for a consultation where we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about what you're looking for, your desired color, and we're going to choose out colors. I don't keep colors in stock because everybody is different,
right,
and there are so many variations of reds, mauves, pinks that I want to get the right color for you. So on your initial consultation, we'll talk about everything, fill out paperwork, and then we'll choose out your color. Takes me about a week to get the product in, and then we'll book your appointment, and then you'll come back, and we'll start you numbing with your, we'll put a nice thick layer of numbing cream on you, and then I start with doing the outliner first.
Now, picking color, this would be, I would be so nervous to pick the color. How do you go about that? Because is there samples that you could get in to try on a lipstick?
So we don't have colors to try. I've got
a color chart
that we go over. I usually ask everybody to bring in a picture of what color lipstick or lip liner that they're using if they want it to look like they're wearing wearing color on their lips. If they're looking just to more enhance their natural color of their lips, a great way to do that is if you guys pull back your lips and look at the inner bottom lip.
The soft.
Soft portion of your lip.
Oh.
That is a good color to match to make it look like you're wearing a natural shade, just a little bit darker. And then, so that's how we go about picking the color.
So do a lot of people go with their natural shade?
It varies. I've had about like 50-50. I have some people who want to keep it fairly natural, and then I have some people who come in and they want that color and they want that pop because all they want to do is have to put on a lip gloss or chapstick and wake up and be good to go.
Right. So you can still do that lip gloss and chapstick. There's no problem.
Right.
After putting it on after
everything's all healed and everything, you are good to still put on a lip gloss or chapstick just to keep your lips moistened or just shiny and bright.
How long is the recovery period?
So it's about 10 days, just like any of the other semi-permanent treatments.
Mm-hmm.
The first 5 days, you're going to keep ointment on them. And then after that, you're just going to let them heal. I always have my clients keep chapstick on them after those first 5 days, just so they don't dry out and flake and start to peel, because we have a tendency to, when our lips get dry,
lick them,
yes,
bite them, and peel off that dry skin.
I would be bad about that.
Yeah, me too.
That's something you definitely don't want to do when you get your lips done.
So lips are very sensitive. Are they? Would you say they're more sensitive than your eyelid?
So with your eyelid versus your lips, your eyelid, the skin itself is the thinnest skin mm-hmm. on your body. But your lips are the most vascular, meaning your nerve endings are right there.
Right.
So it just kind of depends person to person. I personally think like lips, because you have more of those nerve endings right there,
mm-hmm.
that it's a little more sensitive than your eyelid.
Right.
Another thing that you got to kind of keep in mind as well is your lips are stretchy. You know, like the stretch that we have to get for lips is pretty intense. So, you know, like you're going to feel like you've been at the dentist almost with like one of those like bite guards.
Yes.
In your mouth, just like how we have to stretch.
How you have to pull it.
It's probably a little more sensitive and the most restrictive with regards to aftercare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't eat spicy food. Drink through a straw. Because, like, if you get, like, think about if you get, like, spicy food on, like, a scab or something.
Oh,
you know, like, just.
It would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to think about, like, what you're doing a little bit
mm-hmm.
more. I mean, you can get by with no problem, but you just got to put a little more effort into it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So if your lips. I mean, I feel like lips peel a lot over the summer. Is summer not the best time to get this done?
I would do it. The ideal time is right after summer,
mm-hmm.
Just because a lot of people are out in the sun during the summertime. And, of course, the sun fades.
Right.
So I would ideally do it right after summer or a few months before summer, so that way it's all the way healed. And then just make sure you put chapstick with an SPF of 30 on if you're out in the sun. That'll preserve the color and keep it from fading.
About how long do lips last?
Lips exfoliate the most. Most people come back every like 8 to 12 months for
mm-hmm.
a touch-up. But I've seen some people go a little bit longer with that. Really depends on your aftercare, how well they're going to maintain.
Right.
So if you are a constant lick biter or you lick your lips a lot, it's going to fade out a lot faster.
Right.
So with any permanent cosmetic treatment, 80% of retention actually comes with aftercare and
yes.
how you are taking care of what we've done
mm-hmm.
for you. So like we do our part. You need to do your part because it's a team effort to get it where it needs to be.
Right. You have to follow all the steps to keep that pigment from not disappearing.
With any permanent cosmetic as well, the time to get it is in the winter, like now.
Right.
You know, because all the time we get phone calls, I needed eyebrows or I needed lips like yesterday. I'm going on a vacation. Just remember like that you have healing time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a multi-session process. So during these short days, long nights of winter, come and see us, like, and get excited for the warm weather and you'll be flawless once it does.
Right.
You know?
Get it done prior to you getting married or going on vacation.
Exactly. Plan a little bit and your life will be so easy.
So lots of questions. We're going to cover even more about lips coming up.
Yes, we're going to go more in depth with our frequently asked questions. So you'll want to stay tuned.
Appointment do's and don'ts, how to prep. Just everything that we need to do. Heather is going to definitely answer all of your questions.
Yay, I'm excited. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
On our lips overview, and I can't wait to dive into it more.